This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 10, The Discovery.
Is this thing recording? How do I... Oh, sweet. A timer. Okay.
Hi. Stranger?
It feels weird to be addressing you when I don't fully believe you exist. Like you're God or something.
Actually, that's what Noah uses you like. Like it's a prayer he sends out into the ether and you're his guardian angel. Ready to call the troops together to save him. It's cute. The fact that you're not here banging down the door doesn't help you in the case of your existence. Not that I think there's much you could do even if you were real.
I'm Alan. I realize I should have started with that. So, yeah. Hi.
This is awkward. He always seems happier after recording a message. Like it gives him purpose. I see it as therapy. Him just getting it all off his chest and bypassing on the info, feeling like he's being productive. I need that too. I had an ex who was so desperate to get me into therapy. He'd say, "Doesn't have to be me, but you need to talk to someone. Say it out loud and have it be heard." So I guess that's what you've become, stranger. Therapist to the dregs of the Denver Deep. And I guess now that includes me. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just like a guy. Not a man's man, just like, what am I trying to say? I'm flawed, yes. But I'm not a villain. I spent enough time serving my country for causes I wasn't allowed to question, so I figured I should spend some time serving my wallet for yet another cause I wasn't allowed to question. You follow? The United States provided me with an incredible array of martial skills that are very difficult to monetize in the real world beyond being a mercenary. And as far as mercenary gigs go, I figured this was a chill one. Private security in an undisclosed facility, 6-month contract, enough money to buy a plot of land. Felt like a no-brainer. I wasn't expecting words like kill squads or secret cults, I promise. I thought I was going to play police for a bunch of science nerds. And that's what it was to start, the police for nerds thing. An easy first 3 months, checking into unauthorized access to restricted areas, patrolling the corridors, carrying a big gun. I was just a mascot for intimidation, but then all of a sudden, I have to dive headlong into nightmare caverns, chasing captives. Mind blown. Creatures and reality checks and lab-built soldiers. All I wanted to do was go home. This wasn't what I signed up for. I was okay with being a guard at the monster factory, so long as I didn't have to be a monster. You know? I'm not a bad guy. And, well, oh.
As far as I'm aware, Alan is dead. This message was just mixed up in the batch, as they always are, and while I had a vague idea of where it would fit in chronologically, it just, you know, wasn't relevant. Yet. Really cool information, but just not really part of Noah's journey, which is currently the only thing I'm trying to untangle. The only reason I brought it back was because I wanted to highlight something Alan said. He said both lab-built soldiers and monster factory. Both statements that I think have new relevance now that we suspect that this might not be the real Sarah. It doesn't help us nail down whether she's a clone or a robot or something else, but it does finally give us a bit of validation for our theory.
Think we've gone far enough?
We've gone as far as I can. I need to get the gauze out of the wound or I'll heal around it. You mind giving me a hand? What does it look like back there?
Just a hole through your shoulder.
But not gross or anything?
No, it's really gross. Sorry.
Yeah, you're helping me. Nothing to apologize for.
Oh, you're still bleeding.
Yeah, it hasn't been long enough to heal yet. I don't even think my collarbone has fixed the break.
Your collarbone is broken?
Yeah, and then some. The puncher's leg was as wide as my wrist. I'm surprised they didn't rip my arm off. Can you pass me a clean shirt and your belt?
Why my belt?
Because my jumpsuit doesn't have one.
Okay, what now?
I'm gonna wrap it up and use the belt to keep pressure.
Will that work?
I don't know. You have another idea? Then let's just wrap it up. Ugh.
Oh, this must hurt so much.
Yeah, the wound less so. It's the burning that gets to me. Tells me everywhere in my body that I've been injured. Even if it's gone numb, the burn stays. Could be worse, though. I mean, imagine the state of me if I didn't have the ability to heal.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's hard to believe you've lived through what you have, given the rate of your healing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we of course had help. Makes it easier to spend time healing while on the run that way.
Ooh, yep, a little too tight.
Oh, sorry. That work?
Hey, I'm a new man.
Well, given some time, I guess that'll be true. So, what next?
I think I need rest.
Here?
It's as good a place as any. We have this lovely little nook behind those larger pipes, see?
Are you gonna be okay to crawl back there, though?
Yeah, I've crawled further in worse condition. Mm. Plus, looks like we can get deep enough back there that we'd be out of sight.
Okay, fine. As long as you don't snore, nobody should hear us.
Yeah, I don't snore.
Good. Okay, you work on getting yourself tucked away. I'm gonna poke around the hallways to make sure we're not making camp in a stupid spot.
Like a game trail?
Yes. I'll be back.
Right. Just making sure I'm still recording. This spot isn't so bad once you get under the pipe. It's about 4 feet high and about 10 feet deep, so there's plenty of space. And the entrance is less than 18 inches, so nobody will find us unless they get down low. Or hear me snoring. Yeah, I know I snore. Anyone who says they don't know that they snore is a liar. Also, Sarah knows about my snoring, so another tick in the fraud column. I don't get it. She looks like Sarah, sounds like her, and mostly acts like her, but I don't know, not the same. You know how there was that set of twins in your high school? Identical. And for whatever reason, one of them was the attractive one. It's like they had this invisible quality that the other didn't have that tipped the scales in their balance. That's what this Sarah has. But that invisible quality feels dangerous. Gives me that bad feeling in my stomach, like when you look off a high edge or you're up next to speak at an event. It's like this nervous fear. I don't like it. I'm exhausted. My leg hasn't even finished healing, and the hole in my shoulder just got made a hell of a lot bigger by the leg of an intelligent spider robot. I don't have the energy to be playing games like this. My body is on fire, and I desperately want to find that stupid song so I can just heal my way through this faster, but no, I have to keep my mouth shut. Shit.
Noah, it's me.
Great. Come on in. I dragged in the bags. How are we looking out there?
Looks like service tunnels in every direction. There's a doorway not far from here, but it's locked or jammed or both. Couldn't get it open.
Any signs of the collective?
Yeah, all around us. But did I see anyone? No. These tunnels are pretty dead. I can't hear water running through most of these pipes, and I'm surprised there was a construction site down here given that it feels cut off from the rest of the facility.
Good a place as any to hide something.
You'd think they'd have complete control of even the dead levels. I mean, what purpose could they have for turning a blind eye?
No idea. Maybe because they control the ways in and out, it doesn't matter to them what happens inside.
Well, it's working in our favor. And I'm sure these lower levels allow all kinds of security breaches.
Yeah. And hopefully we find more like it. We need to get to a shaft.
Well, most don't have ladders, though. I heard.
Yeah, but if we're lucky, we can get a bar and we can get some more messages out.
Oh, right, yes. Sorry, it took me a minute. Just since I've lost my phone, I haven't really thought about the messages. Have you been able to receive a message?
Not as of yet, no.
Shame. So what's this stupid song we need to find?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She knows! Run, Noah! Fake Sarah is a clone or a robot or something, like Andreas, which means the Collective has the ability to alter their personalities from the originals. And if my thinking is right and they can custom build the models, then fake Sarah could be incredibly dangerous. Noah is far too injured and needs to heal. It is not his time to play with fire.
Song?
Yeah, to help you heal faster.
Oh, yeah, that song. You heard that?
Yeah, was I not supposed to?
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, you can, right. No, I have this, like, song I play in my head. It helps me center, you know, get in my zone. Figured that would help me to, you know, heal faster or whatever.
Oh, like a song will do that?
I mean, maybe. Couldn't hurt, but of course, we've been down here so long I can't remember the tune.
What's the song?
Get That Money.
What?
Get That Money. It's a song by Owen Chame? Chime? Chame? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Never heard of it.
Damn. I'm sure I'll remember it.
Okay, well, we should get some rest.
Smart.
And we can eat something after we wake up and come up with a new plan.
Love
Perfect.
That.
And Noah?
Yeah?
You should probably stop recording to save your battery.
Hear that? Wind. It means we're near another shaft or have found a mysterious exit. Either way, that's a beautiful sound.
Well, it's a good thing these tunnels are abandoned if you're going to run around giving away our position.
Giving away our position? Okay. Don't forget to check your six. Charlie could be anywhere.
I'm not kidding. We're far from safe.
But wind.
Yeah, but I'm all out of kites.
Silver lining, Sarah. I'm well aware that every element of our current situation is, well, far from ideal, but if we wallow in it, it'll eat away at us. Like mental trench foot.
Great visual.
I'm serious. Let's stay as positive as we can. Sure, I'm still a bit of a mess, but I'm heaps better than when we made camp yesterday, and I'll be even better tomorrow. Things aren't as bad as they could be.
Let's just move.
It's weird that we haven't seen anything in a while.
Well, this is a dead level of the facility.
So was the floor with the Stonehenge, yet there it was, full of life.
I agree. That was unexpected.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around down here.
So, any luck remembering the song?
Get That Money? No, I've given up on that. Good night's rest did wonders. Bleeding has stopped and all the scrapes and bruises are gone. I don't think I even need the song. With the food and gear you got us, I'll be back to tip-top in no time, so thank you.
It was no problem.
How did you end up getting all this gear?
Just raided a storage room.
It's awesome that they had all this gear in one spot.
Yeah. I guess they had it ready for an away team.
Lucky us.
Speaking of luck, that was great you had that secret weapon.
Yeah, definitely came in handy. Yeah.
And I can't remember how you got those, what, three magnets?
Only two, actually. Huh. And I wasted the first one on shutting that fan in the vents. That's how I got away from Puncher the first time.
Right. And you found them?
Yeah, just laying around a lab.
Lucky.
Very. I was... No, you go.
Are you...
Yeah. You go. So, what?
So, after we get to the shaft and get a few messages out, we should probably start thinking of a plan.
I thought up was the plan.
It is. Obviously, it is. But just a question as to how.
I guess the same way we always do it.
Which is?
We follow our gut.
Our gut.
Well, it always knows the truth.
Yeah, so long as your truth is hunger... Nope, I'll follow my brain, and my brain says we need a plan.
Well, then we send the messages out and head to that secret elevator that Norman told us about.
Right. Almost forgot about that.
Ugh, we've been through a lot since he told us, and I didn't believe it myself at first. But everything else Norman told us has come true, so why not the elevator? Huh. We're here.
You're right.
That we're here?
No, that we've been through a lot. I mean, I can't even remember where we met Norman.
Yeah, makes sense. Trauma tends to warp memory.
Exactly.
I wouldn't sweat it. It's going to take a minute for these files to send, and that's if I can even get a bar.
Yeah, but shouldn't I know? Like, wouldn't that help trigger the memory?
Does fellatio mean anything to you?
Fellatio?
Fellatio.
Fellatio. Fellatio. No.
Damn. Maybe sit on it a bit while I try to get a signal.
I guess. I can always...
Update. Got a bar. All the messages look to be sending, or in the process of, so thanks once again. We're, I guess, deeper than we ever have been in one of these shafts? It's either nighttime outside, or we're so deep we can't see the top.
Or both.
Or both. It's really hard to gauge the time of day when your phone's time is wrong, and you can't even agree on what year it is.
Why wouldn't we agree on the year?
Oh, this is news to you too?
I'm confused. What year do you think it is?
It's starting to dawn on you now, isn't it? Like it's hard to place what life was like before heading underground.
I don't know what you...
I just figured you'd have been in the loop, but by the look on your face, I'm guessing not. Which makes sense. Only the original Sarah would truly know the year.
Why would... What are you saying, Noah?
I'm saying we cut the crap, Sarah, and talk about who you actually are.
What are you talking about?
Really? I assure you, the other Sarah was a better actress. Who are you?
Noah, this isn't funny.
Couldn't agree more. Now, who are you?
Put the gun down and we can talk.
Who are you?
I'm Sarah.
You sticking with that answer?
How long have you known?
Since he couldn't mend my shoulder. The real Sarah would have wrapped it up all neat like a package.
You want to let me explain myself?
Who are you? You real? A robot? What?
I'm real. Flesh and blood and not a robot, as far as I'm aware. And I'm Harper. Sarah is my middle name.
Well, Harper, I can't help but wonder what the fuck you're doing here.
You first. Why wouldn't we agree on the year?
I have the gun. Who are you?
It's 2021, isn't it?
Cute you think so. You're as lost as me. Now again, for the last time, who are you?
Okay, I'm the real Sarah, and your friend is my clone, for lack of a better word. But Sarah and I are very different.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
I'm my own unique person with my own thoughts, feelings, memories. She is the replica.
Why are you telling me this?
So you realize you're aiming your gun at a person. Just a person stuck in this mess like you. I don't want this. I didn't enjoy being told that I have to hunt down a version of myself. So when I found you without her, I thought I had my way out.
How can I possibly believe you?
I've had ample opportunity to kill you, right? I clearly don't want to. I may have been sent here to, but that's not what I want. I want out, like you.
You'll forgive me if I think you're full of shit. Wouldn't Sarah have known if she was a clone?
Not if it's done right.
So how do you know you're not one?
How do you know you're not?
Because nobody would make me on purpose. There are better molds from which to make soldiers.
But what about lab rats?
Fair. I definitely have a victim vibe, but I'm still the one with the gun.
You're not going to kill me, Noah. You're reasonable. Just put the gun down and we can chat.
No, we seem to be doing all right with guns so far, so why don't we just stay course?
Because at a certain point, it starts to get embarrassing.
Yeah, well, I'm not so concerned with your feelings right now.
I'm talking about embarrassing for you. I mean, what are you going to do with an empty gun?
You're bluffing.
Check for yourself. You think a double agent is dumb enough to leave a loaded gun with her target? Click the button on the side.
So you were bluffing.
No, I was lying. Now it's just you and me.
Well, you won't risk knocking me down the shaft.
No, I'm gonna throw you down.
You asked too many questions. Like you said, had ample opportunity to kill me. You need something from me, something I know. And whoever is holding your leash wants me alive.
You're clever, Noah. You're right. I do need you alive. For now.
Yeah, well, I don't plan on coming willingly.
I was hoping you'd say that.
And you're gonna do what? Kick my ass? You don't have Sarah's strength.
Or her empathy. Now, where are you?
That's the last message. And, I'm not so optimistic there will be more. I mean, how could there be? I had hoped that the real Sarah, our Sarah, I had hoped that she could still be alive. But now, I mean, would the Collective send down Harper if they thought Sarah was still poking around? Or would they only send her if they knew she was dead? We haven't heard from her since the onboarding, and anything could have happened to her. So what now? Does their journey end here in defeat? Sarah lost, Noah taken? No. Not like this. The Collective doesn't just get to sweep this under the rug because we don't have the resources to kick open the doors of the facility. I get it. I'm not Rambo or Sarah Connor. Not tough. But like Noah, I can be clever, creative, resourceful. I think I just need help. There has to be other ways into the facility, and someone out there knows exactly where and how. Please, shoot me an email to escapingdenverpod@gmail.com, and maybe in this window of radio silence, we can be productive. I got a Noah message. I knew it. Never count Noah out. He heals, he feels, and he reels. This might be the end of this batch of messages, but at least we can listen to this one together.
Okay. Now, stranger, as I'm sure you've been on the edge of your seat, I wanted to let you continue on with this story. Say hello, Noah. Yeah, he's in one of his moods. I can't see the voice messages he's already sent you, so I can't know for certain what either of you know, but I'll find out. That's my purpose. This information that Noah seems to be willing to take to the grave. Who's been helping you? Where did you get the magnets? How did you cause the explosions in the lab and the cloning facility?
I'm magic.
Gag him again. Now, I won't let Noah take his secrets to the grave. Can't. But how am I going to do this? Easy. I'm going to keep him from the grave. Oh, what's the matter, Noah? The song helping to center you so he can heal faster? Oh, you do heal fast with this song. Too fast, though. We can't have that. And stranger, or should I say Spencer? That's right. I know you. In the time we've had Noah, we've also squeezed in a little research, and you've been poking the wrong bear, podcaster. But tell you what, to keep things fair, we'll give you a head start. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Just because you've escaped doesn't mean you're free. Escaping Denver will return.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.